Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, as always, to tell you about movies and things. Let's get started. Last week at the box office, movies. Number one in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, $25 million, as not expected. Surrogates was number two, $14.9 million. Fame, number three, $10 million. The Informant, number four, $6.6 million. And Tyler Perry's I Can Do Bad All by Myself, $4.8 million. New this week at the box office, you can see Toy Story 1 and 2 3D as a double feature. The Invention of Lying, Zombieland, and Whippet. All these sound like a pretty good time. In limited release, you can see A Serious Man, A Beautiful Life, More Than a Game, Do Not, with a K, Disturb, and After School. News this week, Star Wars in Concert starts real soon. It's a touring exhibition of props and music. It's in Anaheim next week. Tickets are on sale unless they are sold out. Due Date is a movie coming out of Warner Brothers, which will feature Robert Downey Jr., Zach Galifianakis, and Jamie Foxx on a road trip. One of them is going to be a dad. Should be interesting. Starts shooting this fall. The MyTV network has officially been dismantled. Not that you are probably watching it anyway, unless you are watching wrestling or reruns. The movie Halloween 3D has been put on hold for some reason, apparently because it was being rushed or something. It was originally going to be out in 2010. Now, probably not. Clone Wars Season 2 starts tonight on Cartoon Network. It involves Cad Bane, Jedi Children, Holocrons, and Bounty Hunters. It's going to be repeated all weekend and probably all week, so be sure to check it out if you don't have your DVR already set up. Okay, toys and stuff. G.I. Joe. The Toys R Us exclusive Bench Press and Snow Serpent individually carded figures are hitting stores right now. Transformers. The Walmart exclusive Hardhead, Power Glide, and Skyfall are hitting stores shortly for $30 each. Kmart has a new Legends exclusive pack for $27.49. You get four Legends figures, Spinster, Thundercracker, Jetfire, and Autobot Blades. I will leave you to do the math. Playmobil 2010-2011 sets are revealed in Germany. If you go to the clickywelt.de forums, you can see them. You can also see them at playmoblog.com or links to them. New specials include a spaceman, and new zoo and family themes are going to introduce meerkats and koala bears, if you like that sort of thing. Oh, there's a new elephant, too. Looks kind of neat. Avatar! Entertainment Earth added a ton of Avatar figures, including the blue Navi and lots of military-looking guys, plus vehicles, plus creatures, and it's really neat. The names really don't mean much to anyone yet, but there are several creatures, several figures, lots of military vehicles, and they look like aliens' military vehicles, and the creatures look like they're out of the Cloverfield Star Trek school. So they're kind of neat. Pictures should be going up very soon. Sorry I keep coughing. I'm just not feeling well this morning. I don't know what it is. Star Wars. New Transformers include Anakin Skywalker, transforms into the Twilight, and Y-Wing Bombers that turn into the Matchstick. They look good. Really, really good. Anakin has an extremely clever design. I cannot wait to get my hands on these. And I haven't been that high on the Star Wars Transformers lineup, but I am extremely impressed with this one. So here's hoping it looks as, or plays as good as it looks, right? Star Trek, EFX, who's been doing a lot of Firefly and Serenity prop replicas, got the Star Trek prop license. I'm so happy! They're going to do the Star Trek Starfleet Mark IX Tricorder. That's the one, kind of like a Next Generation Deep Space Nine and Voyager. It was supposed to be out by Master Replicas. It didn't happen. It's going to be a 1,000-piece run, signed by Brent Spiner, that's Data, and it's going to be $350. So if you had one on back order and it got canceled somewhere, or if you're just interested in a Next Generation Tricorder replica that looks really, really cool, EFX is going to be the one who makes it, and it's going to be sold at fine EFX retailers, which include Entertainment Earth. Barbara Streisand Barbie. Yes, really. Mattel's doing it this year. Pre-order one for someone you know. Twilight fans. The Funko USB Twilight Drive is now 2 gigabytes and includes the New Moon soundtrack on the little flash drive. So you don't just get a memory thumb drive, jump drive thing. You get music. If you're a Twilight fan, this could be a really good gift, or if you know someone who is. I can't personally say I know much about the series at all, other than the fact that there's a vampire named Twilight in it, but I do think it's a really great idea to sell a USB soundtrack in stores, because there's physical media you can reuse, you can put other stuff on it. I would love to see something like that for Clone Wars or other movie soundtracks. Great idea, Funko. New at Entertainment Earth. Get your pre-orders in for Avatar figures from Mattel right now. Get the Obi-Wan Kenobi Episode 1 FX lightsaber. It's brand new and in stock while supplies last. The Back to the Future 2 DeLorean exclusive is almost gone forever. Don't wait for November because that will be too late. All these and many, 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 many new exciting items are coming to Entertainment Earth today, including toddler dolls for Dressy Bessie and Dapper Dan, lots of new Play-Doh, and other thrilling items for the holidays. Thousands of items are in stock right now, and if you keep watching our website, you just might see a special offer. So check it out, entertainmentearth.com, today. Now it's time to say goodbye until the next episode of whatever podcast you're listening to. Maybe it's me, so you can say hi to me again. I'm Adam Paulus. As always, you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/enterth. You can follow my blog, or rather our blog, my being the company blog, it's not really my blog, at blog.entertainmentearth.com. And we've got lots of exciting new stuff coming on. We're starting to finish up the really cool holiday gift catalog, which is going to be hitting your mailboxes in about a month. If you don't already have it, our holiday gift preview catalog can be viewed on entertainmentearth.com today. Just go to entertainmentearth.com/shop.asp or the shop our catalog button, and you can see a PDF of it online and all the items in it. It's pretty great. Only if you shop online with the catalog, you can't read it in the bathroom, which I've always considered to be a huge benefit of print. But that's me. Anyway, I'll see all you guys next time. Have a great weekend. Just a quickie post show for you this week. Me and a bunch of dudes from Entertainment Earth went to a little show called Comedy Death Ray, which, if you've heard of, is everything you've heard and more. I just want to let you know that this week was one of the best weeks I've been to because four wonderful comics were there. Doug Benson has an I Love Movies podcast, which I am not being paid to promote. I just really enjoy it. He records it live at the show, and he had Paul F. Tompkins, and he was great. And it was a wonderful, wonderful show. Currently spacing out on the name of the other guest, who is very, very funny and does New York lottery commercials, which may not sound hilarious, but allow me to assure you they are. And it was really good. And then the actual Comedy Death Ray show had performances by Paul F. Tompkins, Patton Oswalt, and John Daly. And you probably don't know John Daly, or you think he's the host of The Daily Show, but let me tell you, funny, funny guy. If you have the chance to see him, check him out. If you go to iTunes, which is where you probably get this podcast, I do recommend checking out the I Love Movies podcast with Doug Benson, because you can hear the show that I saw, and there's also one called Comedy Death Ray Radio, which associates with the show. I'm kind of a comedy dork, has nothing to do with Entertainment Earth. I'm just recommending entertainment to you guys if you like this sort of thing. I will say that it uses lots of language that you would not ordinarily expect in a family podcast, so don't listen to it with your kids, but if you're, you know, of the R rating persuasion and are not easily offended by such things, take my recommendation. If you're 13 and your parents are listening, don't listen to those things. They're not for you, kid. But I think they're enjoyable for an older, more pop culture savvy, mature audience. You may enjoy them greatly. Anyway, that's all for this week. Bye.